You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Oh, another read. Come on, listen. I want you to go through my reads and listen to them with joy and aspiration. I don't even know if that makes sense. But these people are paying the bills, and they're good companies. And this one is unbelievable. You need great talent for your business, but short on time? You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find the perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools. What if your hiring could be just so easy, more streamlined, and less time consuming? So even when you're busy, you could still be smart about the way you hire. If you're hiring, you know the quality hires keep your business moving forward. But you know it takes a lot of time to find the right candidate for the job. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your jobs to find the best candidates? I know how hard it is to find somebody to do the job right. It stinks. The process is awful. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike the other hiring job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidate finding you. It finds them. An easy-to-use ZipRecruiter dashboard lets you manage your hiring process from start to finish, all in one place. ZipRecruiter, the smarter way to hire. So if you have a business and you need people to work for you, you need to go to ZipRecruiter right now. ZipRecruiter has been growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners, you, all right, you can go and post your jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. That's ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. One more time, you get, listen, it's free. Do it. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude.
Welcomes you to the TBS Comedy Hub at the Public, your official New York Comedy Festival headquarters. If you would like even more comedy, check out nycf.tbs.com. Explore the full programming schedule and register for additional free events. Now, please put your hands together for Robert Kelly and enjoy You Know What, Dude podcast live.
You Know What, Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
All right. You're right here. You're right here. You got it?
Who's what? The skirt?
The skirt.
Am I allowed to say that nowadays?
No. Hashtag me too.
All right, we're this is the most uncomfortable podcast we've ever done. We don't really need microphones. We could have just done this in the lobby with a Zoom H6.
Well, we could have Skyped this. I left my house and took a shower.
You just did my joke with the word Skype.
Yeah, you're right.
In the pouring rain.
And I parked, like, I don't know this area, the Lower East Side. I don't know it that well.
Yeah, so you're not hip.
You're right. And obviously you are. And I just, on an app, you know how you do the parking. So I parked, and I'm like, I had to walk 15 minutes in the rain and rats, and it was horrible.
What are we, your grandchildren? Nobody gives a shit. Oh, I had to walk. Let me tell you a long, boring story about rain. Yeah. Shut up.
Listen, I'm saying is...
First of all, let me introduce the show.
Okay.
And I just want to say this. Either grow the goatee or don't. Don't half grow it.
No, okay.
Whatever shit's really going on right now is bugging me, okay? It's here fuller than here.
Well, I missed a little spot tonight.
Well, get it.
That's my Adolf.
Yeah, he's Jewish.
You got a clean face, man.
All right, listen. Of course, we got Rich Voss.
Bobby took the labels off this, you know, because it's video.
There's no one here.
You never should have a label.
Right, nobody's going to watch this.
Nobody's here. This thing stinks.
Well, listen, here's the deal.
Hurry up and get me out of here, man.
We got Rich Voss from, what'd you do? Last Comic Standing?
No, please, 15 years ago?
What else have you done?
Even tell you a million,
stop.
Even
what was that?
Really? Do you want to be like every other listener.
What have you been?
Well, recently I was on the Def Jam 25th anniversary on Netflix.
Tell what you were. A white prop.
Yes. I was in a sketch. I was in a sketch that paid good money, and they flew me first class. So I said yes both ways. And
was it mint or was it real first class?
Oh, it was nice, man.
JetBlue first class?
No, United first class.
All right, okay.
I got ice cream. So
Spirit, he had to pay an extra. He got first class, but he still had to pay for his luggage.
Yeah. Spirit, you've broken everybody's. So I.
What did you just say?
He broken everybody's spirit.
Oh God!
Oh, are you going to attack me because you're low self esteem?
Like, is that a Viking joke? What is
what?
You've broken everybody's spirit.
What the fuck kind of joke is that? It's an old Viking from when we were the boat.
What have you done besides a 20? You can't count an anniversary gig as a TV credit.
He was a token white.
Hold on.
Is him on? Another white guy.
What did I do? What else?
Were you the token white?
Well, summer I wrote on an Adam Sandler movie.
You wrote? You what?
I wrote on an
semi.
Adam. What do you mean semi?
Did you say semi?
No, I wrote on an Adam Sandler movie. All
you did?
Summer. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is that not a good thing in a career?
I mean, I guess.
If you got to ask, no.
Yeah.
Hey, first of all.
Hey, was that a good thing?
It was, financially, it was.
All right, fine, financially.
Okay.
But I wrote, see you in the movie.
I wrote on
We'd the, have to wait till the end of the movie to look for a name.
Okay.
And go, I know him.
I wrote on the Oscars twice. God.
Fuck the writing. What have you
what
done in this
have
business
you done?
With your face?
With my face?
Yes.
I shaved it.
This is the biggest thing you've done.
Are you crazy?
This is the biggest thing you've done.
Last night, our show, me and Bonnie's, sold out 150.
Yeah, it was at the Village Underground. It sells out anyways.
No.
I'm at stop talking
Staten
over me.
Island.
Listen, I'm not your wife. Shut up.
Thank God.
I'll take that hat off. Listen. This is the public hotel in the East Village. They have more security than they did when Obama did Marin, okay? Yeah. There's 900 people here. We shouldn't have been here. We should have been at like some shitty club in the basement.
Well, you will be this weekend.
The Comedy Connection Rhode Island is not a shitty club.
I'm there the week
Friday
after.
One show, Saturday two shows. I'm there, if you'd like to come out.
I'm there a fucking week after you.
Really?
Why do these clubs put you than me or me and you or Nick? They put this same, you know what I mean?
It's called their weak months.
Yeah.
It's when they save money.
No, it's just the same type of audience.
I know. Did you say no after I got a nice chuckle in on
us? Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you just a writer now?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I do. I'm going to go
anyways,
to L.A.
Keith Robinson, who had a special on Netflix.
Netflix
special.
3 years
Comedy
ago.
Comedy Central special. What else?
Wait.
Hulu
well,
special.
Oh, what was that other thing you did?
I was in Crashing.
Yeah.
HBO's Crash. Shut up. Wow. Real.
What did you do
a
Netflix special?
Kevin Hart produced his last special.
That was Comedy Central.
But it went on Netflix too.
Oh, wait a second. I had a movie for 2 years on Netflix.
No, too late.
No, you didn't.
You had your chance.
I didn't have a movie for 2 years on Netflix.
Hang on. What movie was that?
Women Aren't Funny.
That wasn't a movie.
First of all, I find that offensive that you say that.
Well,
in the times that we're in right now.
Well, wait, I can prove it. We had 2 years on Netflix.
Wait a minute. It's my turn.
But I forget things because I just move on. I don't.
Shut up.
If you have one foot,
shut up.
Hold on. Let me finish.
For the love of God, shut up.
One in tomorrow, you're pissing on today. So move on. Who cares about the past?
I wish you. I hope you have a heart attack. Listen.
Have anybody to say that?
Listen.
Yes.
Go ahead, Keith. What else have you done?
Well,
Star Search.
No, Star Search.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're busting his balls about his shitty credits.
I'm telling you.
You didn't even win. You almost won. You lost to a guy who did a car
show.
Wait
a minute. You're bringing up one of my thousands of credits.
Yes,
what are you talking about?
You have thousands.
I've been on. Yes, I have.
Go ahead, name them.
Please, I've done more than you.
No,
I've done more than all of you.
No, you haven't. No, not in comedy, you haven't. In acting. Bobby's a good actor. Bobby's a good.
No.
He's acting like this is crowded.
More than all of us.
No, Bobby has a good acting reel.
Why
for
you guys,
comedy.
For old men, you're really whipped up. Bring it down.
Well, you don't think you pushed our buttons in the beginning? You know what it is? tear them down to build me up. That's what he's doing, because his self-esteem right now is fucking deflated.
Can I just say something, Voss? Yeah. And I mean this. I'm getting sicky in midlife crisis.
I'm past that. I'm senior.
I'm getting sick of your sayings and your little thing and your motivational pep talks. Shut the fuck up.
You know what?
He's living in fear, which means...
Oh, here he goes again.
false evidence appearing real.
I'm gonna
I like the way you're dressed, Voss.
What's that?
I like the way you're dressed.
Well, like a cholo?
Thank you. Huh?
He's like a Mexican gang leader. That's hack in, hack out.
And you're like a Mexican city. I was in Mexico last week.
No. What do you say?
I was there last week in Mexico.
Vaughn is here. Why don't we bring Vaughn up? Vaughn, grab a chair. Come up on this mic. Scooch over here a little bit.
Why are you bringing it back? Nobody's here to steal it.
Yeah, there's nobody here.
Uh-oh, you just hit bonus. Two more people walked in.
Just put your gas.
Get over. What do you got to change?
Wait a minute. Don't take a front seat. What? There's two girls just came in. Now they're sitting in the back.
You said grab a chair.
Hey, Bobby, put your purse on something else.
With this crowd, every seat is the front seat. So don't worry.
I asked where I should sit when I came in.
Well, here. I didn't know. I want you on the podcast.
Thank you.
What? For what?
Why?
Well, because it's good to have a woman comedian on. And everybody who doesn't know, Patrice O'Neill's wifey, this is her. Very funny, beautiful Vaughn.
Hi, y'all. Thank you.
Wait a minute. I'm not finished my introduction.
Wait a minute. She got a nice applause. That's because the audience is mostly women. Hey. Even the girl on her iPhone looked up. Oh, there's a woman? Instead of these fat old assholes? Thanks, honey. Thanks. Who are you? Leave. Just go and make your phone calls. Why are you sitting there? Well, this is like a shit gig on the road for us. This is every gig on the road on Saturday Night Second Show. You and the crowd like this. Get off your phone!
She's happy I'm here.
She's not tweeting. She's the head of TBS going, these guys are assholes. Never again. I'm glad we didn't take a photo of these fucking fools. Do you see the photos around here? Amazing photos. Dan Soda,
great.
Marina Fran, Ryan Reese.
Who? Ryan Reese.
Got a fucking photo the size of.
Where?
Where?
Out in the hallway.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
I didn't notice. We got one came photo in of me. Pretty quickly.
What's that?
There's no photos of us.
Well, maybe they just have time to do a mural.
Well, the set looks really nice. I know they're going to take it down as soon as you're done, but
Here's the thing. Feel bad for the people that set this set up because they were probably very excited and they did such an amazing job. And then when we came in and they're like, this is it, it's like for nothing. You know, you're like doing the Super Bowl and nobody shows up.
But can you, here's the thing, and I thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it. I like being a part of Riotcast. But don't say when we came in. Don't put this on Keith and I.
Yeah.
We're guests.
I absolutely put it on you. Use your names to promote.
No.
If I use Billy Burr and Joe Rogan, there'd be a line out the fucking door.
Yes, I use you,
Relics. Fucking Star Search and fucking Last Comic Standing. No. Nobody shows up. I got one fucking crazy guy with a beard. I don't know what he is. Two twinks are here. Somebody told him to go upstairs and watch.
Let's figure this out right. Where are my Star Search fans?
Here you are, right here.
Oh, wow.
Buddy, they don't even know what Star Search is. You understand that? God damn it. Will you stop with your life?
You ask me for a credit.
All right.
Mushy Mike's over here on the computer. Who? We're never going to use Mushy Mike.
We got that your legal name?
We got Mork and Mindy. Gabby's over here.
Gabby?
Yeah.
Hey. Gabby, are you?
What's up?
Obviously, you're new to the podcast. I've never met you. Pleased to meet you.
Hi.
I'm the biggest act at this table. Are you from New York?
I'm from Jersey.
What part? Me too.
Monmouth County.
Nice area.
Where are you from?
I'm from Hillsborough.
This is a stunning conversation. Do you have any more leadership skills you want to present to us?
Voss,
are you
married?
Are you married? Zach over there. Zach.
Do you like Kevin Spacey?
Will you stop talking? Stop. Give me this.
Oh, my God.
You earn the mic back like my four-year-old. You can earn your iPad back. Shut your face. He won't shut up. What are you so happy for? Why are you talking?
I've been talking to him.
I feel like he would just take my mic anyway.
No. All right. That just came out of his blowhole.
You beat me to it.
That went in my eyes.
I hate Mars so much. The rage inside me turned into laughter. And it turned into a spit take. You understand? I looked at his face and he taking a sip of his water. The rage inside of me. If I had a knife, I would have stabbed him. And it, do you ever have so the anger turns into laughter? Do you ever
You're
get so angry where you just like, I start laughing hysterically? I'm sorry. I hate you. Wow.
No, let's organize this thing right now.
All
right,
let's get organized. Started.
Let's get
Listen,
it together.
Here's the thing. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gabby. Go ahead. Gabby's my producer.
What? I never finished my credits.
But we're all done.
We'll be here forever.
We're all done with credits. Okay? None of us have credits. If we had credits, we'd be in a theater. We'd have photos. And we wouldn't have the staff watching us by gunpoint.
Are you sure you mentioned me and Voss's name?
Keith Robinson, KWR Superstar, KWR Superstar 1, Rich Voss.
My wife hates me.
My wife hates me. I've done it all. We promoted this with your name.
You know what the problem is?
This is your fan base.
No. We didn't promote it.
Yeah.
This you is your tell fan us base.
Only a week. You only put my name on here a week ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Hang on 1 second.
I did retweet it. I did retweet it.
You're saying because you didn't promote it. That's why it's not packed.
No, first of all, I did retweet it. I did because I'm a team player.
Well, first of all, nobody from my listeners aren't coming to the East Village and taking an elevator ride up at the public. They're probably still walking around. Half of them probably bought weed and got stoned and went to some other show. Okay?
My listeners, if I did a podcast in their house, they wouldn't come. My listeners are not. They're all in the basement right now. All right, go ahead.
Jesus.
Wow, there he goes. He really.
I got a text. Might be another person coming.
I hope it's another podcast we can go do. Well, I'm glad that we have you on the show, and I'm glad we have two women on the show because of all. What is it?
What are
my
you
daughter? This is how delusional my kid is. Can you please try to get my boss 2 tickets to Chris Rock at Madison Square Garden on December 8th? No, no. Like, they think, I mean, I could because I'm, you know, but I'm not going to because I have 3 daughters and she's not my favorite one. You know, she lives with a black guy.
Your daughter wants tickets to see Chris Rock?
What's that?
Your daughter? How old is your daughter? How old is she?
One's 27.
No, the one that's
25.
She's the one that's the black guy.
No, that's a 27-year-old. No, I haven't talked to her
that's
in a
Raina.
While.
No. Rain is the one that dates a black guy.
The 10-year-old.
The 10-year-old is the one.
No, my
is your daughter date a black dude?
27-year-old lives with a black guy. And
that's
I don't
great.
Care. I don't see color because I don't go to their house. No,
yo,
he's
man.
A good guy. What?
Watch your mouth, man.
He's light-skinned. What do you care? I like the guy. Mocha. Real mocha. Go ahead. Start going. Let's get going.
Oh, can we get going now?
Let's
get this thing started, man.
It's already been started for 15 minutes. I'm sweating. I feel sick. I feel like I ate something bad.
And then spit it on my face.
You spit on my face.
I didn't spit in your face. I'm going to get sued now. I'm going to be fucking sued. Listen. Speaking of all the stuff that's going on in the news, Chris Rock just got page 6 with all this. He was at the Cellar.
Mm-hmm. Doing a bit.
Doing a fucking bit.
That he's been
It's coming.
He's been doing
it. Now it's like.
He's been doing that bit a while.
What was the bit?
What happened?
No, what was the bit?
I don't know what the bit was, but here's the thing is that a woman got offended at a show. That's it. Got offended, was drunk, Give me this. I will fucking throw your phone. Get off. Why would you have to say call you later? You're such an old Jewish guy. You should be on a porch with a cane.
That was a 310. That was L.A. That had to be big.
Yeah, you do have to. You have to pick up 3. I always pick up 310. I don't care if I was in the hospital with my wife. I'd be like 310. That could be a gig.
Is this Harvey Weinstein?
310 and 213. You pick that up fucking immediately.
Shut your phone off.
I just
put it in the middle. Put it in the middle.
Put it in the spit.
Sorry.
So listen.
She's a famous actress.
So who?
Right here. Penelope, what's her name?
Cruz.
That's not Penelope Cruz.
In my fantasy, it is.
Whoa. You want to get in trouble?
Okay, all right.
Do you want to get in trouble?
Well, you can't have fantasies anymore.
No. You can't have fantasies.
You can't breathe.
I can't even have fantasies?
No.
You can't. Listen, you can't. I want to ask because you guys are here. Vaughn, me and you meet at a comedy show.
Yeah.
We go out after, take you to the French roast, my spot, get a little coffee, maybe some steak and frites, right?
French roast doesn't have steak.
Steak and frites.
freak.
But that's my thing. What's wrong with that? Back when I used to date chicks, I would take them to the French
you
roast.
You're okay. Taking them to McDonald's when you're eating those steak and frites. All right, now. Okay, I get
sorry.
It.
All righty.
Nothing funnier than someone just taking a hot one.
I know.
Nobody laughing, waiting for you to finish your dumb sentence. Mm. We go there.
Speaking of hot ones, after you take her, do you try to put one on her back?
Whoa. Oh.
Can I say that?
Come on.
Yep. You're not going to get this out.
I'm going to get it out.
No,
I will get it out.
Go.
So me and you go, we hang out. I walk you back to your apartment, wherever it is, mm-hmm. and we start making out. Do I have to say, I would like to touch your breasts now?
For me?
No, let me go.
Or for women in general, what's going on?
I'm saying now, with the climate yes. now, do I have to go, I would like to touch your breasts now?
Unfortunately, no. It seems like for the climate now, yes. But my thing is, I've never been a woman that put out false energy. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to question whether or not we're about to kiss, if it's me.
Right.
If I'm not interested in you in that way,
right.
I'm going to make that clear as well.
Yeah,
but, so as a woman, we have to draw that line.
But isn't there a point where you're like, as a woman, where you do want to fool around, you do want to do this stuff, but then somewhere in there, you're like, you know what? I'm out. I can't. I don't want to. It's not the right time.
With me?
Yeah.
Nah.
Hold on. What are you doing?
Wait, hold on.
Once I make a decision, it's pretty clear.
You want to go to the French roast?
Hey.
Wait, you didn't clarify.
Been single 6 years. Let's go.
Did you pay for the meal? Did you pay for it? Huh?
Did you? Look at. But see, no, seriously. She went, oh my God. Well, that should not offend anybody.
Well, I mean, if
but
he paid
she
for it.
Literally, her reaction nowadays is like, oh, to see an old guy with a hat say that.
Well, listen,
I would think that
if he was a smoking hot young comic, right?
I am.
Would you say, oh my God? Or is it, oh my God?
Exactly.
Because this creepy old guy said
I
that.
Said, no, look, if I'm taking a skirt out to dinner, right? If I'm taking a skirt and I pay for her lobster and steak, you know, something. Look.
Why does it have to be lobster and steak?
Why is she wearing a skirt?
Questioning the meal. All right, why has it got to be steak and frites?
I've never seen Bonnie in a skirt.
What are you,
does Bonnie
Bourdain?
Wear a skirt?
No.
Once in a while, she has a nice dress, yeah.
Yeah, when she goes out without him.
Because you're equating what kind of quality of food you eat with what you can do.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You said lobster and steak, be able to do.
If I took her out for macaroni and cheese, what is she going to watch me fucking beat off and hit me with a badminton racket? I want sex. So I'm talking lobster and steak.
I want to ask this one question.
What?
Is that, okay.
I'm not only kidding.
I should, because I have a son. I'm going to have to teach him what's what now.
Yeah.
So,
that's going to be.
Like, I was never taught. Can I say something, too, that we were never taught the birds and the bees.
That's because you grew up in an orphanage.
I didn't get an orphanage. I was in a foster home, and I was in juvie jail. It's not fucking all of a twist.
But here's the thing.
I wasn't sitting there with porridge. Yeah. More, please.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, Bobby. Like, as a woman, and I can't speak for all women, I'm just speaking for me. Mm-hmm. If you say something corny, like, hey, you're going to touch your breast, I'm probably going to be like, no. But if you have a bit of...
Hey...
Not that.
How about this?
Okay.
Yo.
No.
Okay. How about this? Do you have any little brothers?
How about this?
No, you try. They're awful.
Man. I don't want to. I just don't.
No, I would say, look, after we're done eating, can I take you home? And we get to your place. I go, can I come up? Would you like me to come up? And right there, yes or no. Then I'd feel it out when I got up. And, you know, like that. I'm not going to do anything creepy. I'm not a...
Yes, you are.
You're lying.
Boss.
I've never done anything creepy.
You two, stop right here. You two pulled up in a car around 15 years ago at the cellar like this. And you're like, dude, guess what we just did? You told me a story that I'll never, ever forget. Or will I repeat? Because I feel like I'm going to hell.
I didn't listen. That wasn't me and Keith. Maybe me and Norton.
Oh, yeah. But you and Norton had the worst.
We had four of them.
What was one with Norton in the park?
No, I can't tell it now.
Of course you can't, because we'll all be in trouble.
No, it's just how dumb.
I think it's a thin line. Because
why is there a
lot of women For me, I'll just say stuff out loud.
Like what?
Like if you go, like if you're doing something I don't want you to do, I just say it. Like some women are intimidating.
Wait a minute. Here's what I'm. No. This is important.
This is going to help
you. It's not going to help me. It's not going.
That lady in the back is right.
Yeah.
Just stop. What I'm saying is, we acting like men only want sex. Women want sex too.
Sex too. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. We're trying to like where the guys who want women want sex too.
And if you're a woman that is putting out sexual energy for any other reason for than sex, like you want a free drink, you want a free dinner,
right,
then you're an asshole. Like if you're putting out sexual energy,
we didn't say that.
Yeah, I said
that's
it.
That's why I said
I'm
that.
Cool. I like. I'll bring it. If you need food, I'm good.
No, because it's dishonest. Like I'm not attracted to you, but I'm gonna go spend time with you, have dinner. Lobster macaroni and cheese or whatever he's getting me.
Steak and fries.
Steak and fritz.
And you then gotta say steak treats.
I'm flirting with you this entire time and then I go, just kidding. Like, that's wrong. No?
Well, if you're, right, not if you're hungry.
Let the white girl
let
talk.
The precious white girl
let the precious white girl talk.
Thank you, I'm leaving.
Am I precious?
Head of the elves.
That's right.
Let her talk.
No, I mean, and then there's different situations. Like, there's situations of manipulation where a girl, like, kind of can't say no or you're pushed up in
what
a
is that?
Corner.
Why can't you say no?
Why can't you say no?
What is the situation where
I don't
you can't
know.
Say
you
no?
know women who are outspoken, who are like, you know what, I'm not cool with this at this point. And then there's some women that I know, or some men as well, who are just like, feel weird saying anything, you know?
And so you feel weird saying no, so you're going to let
someone... I'm not speaking for me. I'm just speaking for women that I know.
Here's the deal.
I need an example.
Wait a second. Shut up, Voss.
I did.
Girl just said something interesting, and you're going for a quip.
No, I know. I was gonna rebuttal.
What's a rebuttal?
You don't even know the fucking word rebuttal.
Yes.
Please, somebody.
Voss.
That's not rebuttaling.
It's coming back at what she said.
That's nothing to come
respond,
back with.
Dumb, dumb.
Well, it's an R word.
She just said.
But that's different than the Chris Rock thing. Was different, no?
Well, I still don't know what happened with the Chris Rock thing.
Here's where we're going with this. Because, you know, Harvey Weinstein, piece of shit, should be just taken down. Rapist.
Yeah, that's power.
But then you have a guy.
Power.
Okay, but then you can't throw in a rumor about somebody being a creep. Being a creep, I've done creepy shit with girls. Do I regret it? Would I teach my kid it? No. But now that I'm married for 10 years, whoa, I have a family, I've changed. I've grown. I've evolved. Living with a woman, becoming more mature.
Is this a confessional?
No, but all guys, and I think, and women, have done stuff they regret or they didn't want to do in the heat of passion, blah,
yeah,
blah,
for
blah,
sure,
blah.
Right.
But when you start going back and start saying,
nothing,
look at what this guy did.
Any damn thing.
What do you mean?
Because I'm a man. I don't regret it.
There's nothing you've ever done.
No.
You never pulled your dick out.
Yes, and I loved it.
I just think
that
if you're out on a date, right?
I was just trying to get him to say it. I was just building him up.
Dale.
Can I say something?
I pulled my dick out yesterday at a bus stop in Philly, and I loved it.
No, I was in first grade.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
He already had two kids.
It started early.
I whipped it out.
I was in first grade for the third time. Say that. That's
all
important.
Right. But I whipped it out, my penis out. And a girl beat the shit out of me.
Yep.
All right, well, there you go.
And that ended my time.
With your penis. he's got a huge piece.
In life.
It's fucking legendary.
What do you mean in life?
I talked about this with my therapist. I made jokes. Listen, I have three daughters. Oh, when the bottom line is, because some guys, first of all, if you say to a young lady or you're on a date, hey, do you want to masturbate together? Okay, yes or no. If you pull it out and do it, creepy. But guys don't understand. No, the word no means no, no matter what. If you're naked and you're this far away from penetration and she says no, then you get dressed. Because guys will go, well, we were naked already. No,
right.
No means fucking no. And that's the bottom line.
Vaughn, how do you feel about that?
I agree with that. But at the same time, how can I say this?
People change their minds.
People can change their minds, absolutely. But don't. Let's not play the game. You know what I mean?
Well,
let's not play that game.
Well,
yeah.
Well, the game is,
at what point did you change your mind when he put it in? I don't understand
not
that.
Not in.
Every time it went in for me, I was on board.
No, I'm not saying in before it goes in. before it goes in. Sometimes people are drunk or certain or high, and then they realize before it happens, I don't want to do this. And some guys are already undressed. She's undressing.
Right.
He's going, oh, she's just playing hard or well, whatever. Well, no,
can I say something?
You stop and you go, no, I'm not playing hard to get shut down that energy. Yeah. He got to go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, boom. Yeah, yeah. Shut down that energy. He's got to go. But guys, look, there's points where you're like, you know, we think our dicks are like magic. Well, we can be like, are you sure you don't want to touch it? You know, like we hypnotize you with it. And, you know, there's been times where it's like, I do. But if she's like, look, I'm out. No. Yes. No means no. When you hear that. But there's the guys that go beyond that are there's a big difference between that and a guy who pulled his dick out to out of passion to try to have sex or felt the vibes.
Yeah. Right.
Or people feeling false vibes, too.
Right. That's where I get angry.
Like false vibes.
With, like, as a woman, when I say don't play that game, don't play that flirt game where it's like, no means yes. No. Yes.
Don't fuck around with that.
Right. Because it's confusing.
Yeah.
And then if you let it happen and then tomorrow you regret it and now he's a rapist, that's...
Can I ask you a question? Do you think the kids now, though, I think boys are growing up with more information, more knowledge on what no means no, and how not to get into those situations where I didn't have a dad, he didn't have a dad, he didn't have a dad. Did you have a dad?
Yes, I had a dad.
You did a shitty job.
Of course, I'm black. I don't have a dad.
What?
Automatically? Oh, he didn't have a dad. No, I had a dad.
Did he live at home?
No.
Did he teach you anything?
Absolutely not.
There you go.
When you met him at the barber shop.
I just think it's very dangerous for like the women who really do get raped. The no's and they got beat. Like you're getting penetrated, beat down, and like raped. For the women that are lying or exaggerating stories, that waters it down for the real heart, the real stories out there. If you're lying. What is that doing to the women that have gotten raped?
Well, but you know what? I would say 1 out of 10 are lying. The other 9 are telling the truth. And I think
is
these
that
young
a personal
kids.
Statistic?
No, I just yes, I think I don't.
Those
think,
are your.
I don't think it's yes because
yes,
I don't. Think,
we don't want to hear fucking statistics out of you.
Well, here's
you
what I think.
You said rebutted.
Okay, here's what I think. Because college kids now they're so drunk on campus they get fucked
now.
Up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, now? You're talking about now. You're talking about kids now. You
yeah,
want to brought it up.
Boss, they've been getting drunk.
Yes.
Going to college, getting fucked up is part of it. But we have to, as kids go, we teach our kids. You have to teach your kid not to get into the situations because it's easy for a guy to get into a situation where he thinks it's going down, and then when it doesn't, to pull back and go. Your self-esteem's hurt. Everything is like, I'm ready. Let me just finish. I'm ready to go and do this. This is great. She likes me. We're going to have it. No, you have to go. That whole shutdown process is difficult, and you should make that easier for a kid to go, you know what? I got it. I know what that is. I'm out. I'll see you later.
How
when
do
that
you do
kid,
but when that kid
instead
so
of a competitive...
Drunk,
the lines are so
when
thin.
When that kid is so drunk.
It's so hard.
And it's a new conversation,
with alcohol, like, and there's a lot of people, there's a lot of men that drink and don't rape, and there's a lot of women that drink and don't allow, you know, that don't make that line
that's
questionable.
See, I get
right, that are in control.
I get most of my information from SUV. So I watch so many
episodes.
SUV, the car?
Huh?
Fucking Jesus.
Law and Order.
Oh, SVU.
You got to know, Voss.
The crowd is so beyond. Like, you're stupid, actually, past them. You've made them dumb, but they actually understand your dumb language. You said,
I understood it right away, so I must be dumb.
God damn it. Go ahead.
But I think that, like I said,
the dumbest person I know.
I'm a good SUV.
I'm a good dad.
SUV. Dude, I get my information
understood.
From SUVs. When they drive by, they say, hand me the newspaper, you dumb, dumb.
And what's so dumb about me is when she said the car, I was like, Law and Order. Like, she's an idiot.
Listen, but my point is this, though. Can I say something? That all this stuff that's going on, but now all this political correctness where somebody can just stand up in a comedy club because they don't like what somebody said. Now, in this paper, it said, you know, like, you know, this Chris said this, and he was offensive and blah, 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 and the comedy seller's this and that. And then the guy from Page Six didn't even do any research, called the seller. They were like, they wanted quotes. What did he say? And they were like, we can't do that. We don't, we do not give you that. That is ridiculous. It's not happening. We don't have it. And then they went and printed the fucking thing anyways. Now Chris, who's a performer, and everybody knows Chris, and comics, Louie, all of us, go down to the cellar, and we have to go to the line, step over it creatively to find out what's funny or not. And sometimes you say offensive shit that some drunk asshole might be offended by that night, but when you come back 6 months later and see him do his special, and he worked it out,
found the truth,
and now you're like, yeah, that's a touchy subject, but what a magical thing that Rock has done time after time again.
But I would like to know myself, what did he say?
He's talking about not hiring women because he was like scared that they were going to sue him or something. Yes. Basically, that was the whole thing. He's I'm never going to hire
like Larry David on SNL. He said he got smashed because he said trying to pick up a girl in the concentration camps. And maybe people. Well, he said you can't.
I'm
just,
sorry. I'm,
well, the joke was he wasn't having a good set anyways. It was like a mediocre set. He was doing. But he also said the joke was you can't use regular pickup lines in the concentration camp. Like, hey, so how's your day? Won't work. Which is funny. It's a funny joke. And it's not like it's an Irish Catholic guy saying it.
You're like...
his family was in Germany at the time. He has relatives that went through that. He thought he had the okay to talk about that and try to go down a road nobody's going to
Well, they must have gave him the okay before he did.
Of course
They did.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. All right. DeepDiscount.com, one of my favorite sponsors. These guys are incredible. The website's incredible. I went there this week. I got the movie Dudes. Who's in it? John Cryer. What's it about? I have no idea, but it was deeply discounted, and it said the word dudes, so I got it. I love doing that. That's why this site is great. DeepDiscount.com. It's a loyal sponsor to my show. And the great website, it's loaded with CDs, vinyls, DVD, Blu-rays, video games, and more. The savings are ridiculous. And right now, the savings are even more ridiculous because the entire site is on sale. Tens of thousands of items are on sale at even lower prices. No need to leave the house for Black Friday sales. The gifts you need are right at your fingertips. See for yourself. Go to deepdiscount.com or just click their logo on my homepage at riotcast.com/Kelly. Get a jump on your holiday shopping now. Find those favorite movies and TV shows for yourself and everyone on your list. Stop wasting time searching and searching, hoping to find an unedited version with no commercials, with no skipping. It's not there. Buy your favorite and hard-to-find titles. There are tens of thousands of titles on sale right now at deepdiscount.com. Where are you going to find the movie Dudes with John Cryer on any of the services? It's not available, but at Deep Discount it was, and I got it. It's on its way. You can get new movies, too, like The Hitman's Bodyguard, starring Samuel Jackson and Ryan Reynolds, who I love, I would dump my wife for. Not Samuel, but Ryan. I might for Sam. Has big action and even bigger laughs, so I'm told. Get your copy now on Blu-ray or DVD. Just click the Deep Discount logo, find on my homepage at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors, dudes, and be good to yourself. Buy your favorites. Watch them when you want. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount.
So, you know, comedy, look, if you don't cross the line... then there's no sense in doing comedy. You know, if you're not,
but
if you're
you look
not
at
working,
comedy now, it's so fucking. No, wait, if you look at comedy that they present, 90% of it is monologue, non-offensive, setup, punch, tag. It's Tonight Show, Letterman, blah blah blah. Yeah. The specials, the comics that are coming up now. There's no silhouette. They're fucking. They tell jokes that is hilariously funny, but not offensive. Set up, punch, tag. I'm over here now. Blang, blang, blang. You don't have Patrice O'Neill's anymore. You don't have those guys coming up. Where would Patrice be right now?
Right.
What would he be?
Well, I mean, to quote him, like one of the things that he said a long time ago is society let context be destroyed. Like you got to get the context of things and everything. You can't necessarily be so sensitive about every little thing. Otherwise, why are you even at a comedy show?
Yeah, but you know what? Social media.
So that's it. That's it.
Leading the way.
But Bobby, here's where you're wrong. Where you're saying those people on these shows. Look who's selling out theaters and stadiums. Louis, okay, edgy comic. Bill Burr, edgy comic. Yep. Rock, edgy. Amy, edgy. I can Rogan, edgy. Mm-hmm. So that's not true. All these edgy comics.
I didn't say no. You're actually bringing up what people, the big comics that people go and see.
Yeah.
The actual But if you look on TV.
Yeah, but TV.
Wait a minute. Yes. No. Billy Burr's not on fucking all those people you mentioned have hour specials on show, but most of the TV content you're getting on TV is. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not offensive. I'm not saying it's very funny, but it's monologue humor.
Yes, but all those late night
nobody
shows
gets
were always
offensive.
Like that.
Lightweight
Comedy Central,
comedy,
Netflix, blah, blah. All these people are putting on this type of humor because nobody wants to. People are getting afraid to offend people.
Right.
People are getting afraid. These people are afraid to offend people anymore. Carlin offended people. Find the funny. He told the whole joke about God, that he doesn't exist, and Catholics and Christians were laughing at it.
But Carlin didn't have to live with this social media, the Twitter, Instagram, Carlin. Yeah,
that's right. You're right.
He didn't have to
I watched an old episode of Tough Crowd, which I don't, fuck you, that show should be on the air right now.
Yeah.
Because you need the people need to laugh at themselves and people need to lighten the fuck up. Because I watched an episode with Patrice and they were talking about the same shit back then, but they were saying the most outrageous fucked up shit.
Yeah, they.
And people were laughing.
And it was honest.
All sides were laughing at the fucked up shit.
That's the thing too in comedy. I think if you're coming from an honest place, then that's your truth. Who's going to argue with you about your truth, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Keith says that to me all the time. It's like, you're coming from a
genuine
place.
You can't work something out at a comedy club. It's unfair to be able to go to where our office.
Right.
Where we work stuff out in front of, you're not paying $100 a ticket. This isn't Madison Square Garden.
Right.
This is the Comedy Cellar. It's $15 and you get to see Chris Rock, Louis, Amy, me, Burr, Voss, sometimes. Keith Robinson.
Never me.
But you get to see, and they're working stuff out. Yeah. You should, if you went to a special, watched a special, and then complained about it, fine. Right? But that's, he's trying to find something there.
But these people have that perspective when they're sitting in the audience? They don't even know that they're in your office. They don't know the process. They think that you, as a comic, you just get up there and talk and just magic happens. They don't really, a lot of people don't understand that it is.
We have to be offensive. Yeah. If you're not offensive.
No, that's not true.
You have to be offensive sometimes to find that joke.
Sometimes.
No, if it's coming from a genuine place. Like, if you're doing it just to be shocking.
You guys are all.
Get to the reason that we got to get to the reason that why are women more on men now than ever before about everything?
Because they've been held down for so long, and now it's their chance to rise above.
Can you use another word than held down?
Piece
of shit.
They've been suppressed. They've been suppressed for so long,
right?
And finally, it's their turn.
Some because they should be. Because of things that happen, and some just because they can be, and they're taking advantage. And that's human nature too.
That's men and women.
If that's the we have done so much horrible stuff towards women through the years, that now is just, you know, it's out. It's back. Yeah. It's coming back. We've not been good to women, black folks,
Jews.
We've been all right with you.
Yeah. Irish, Catholic, Italians.
No, listen.
Women have the same voice as Black Lives Matter now. They're coming up. Black Lives Matter makes a difference. Women right now see, hey, we have to make a difference. Enough is enough.
Yeah, but so, you can't. Let me say something. You can't go crazy. You can't be. You can't go too far this way because the people here are going to wind up going that way. You can't fuck around with that. That's a power. The power that you have, you need to use it. This lady was like, I didn't like what he said. I'm going to go fucking. You can affect somebody's life now like that. And you shouldn't. The person that's writing that article just has to put a word. Not true. It could be a rumor. It could be horseshit.
Well, that's,
None of it fact. But if they put you next to Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even true. That's you.
I was on the phone with Keith for an hour the other day. I was attacked on Twitter because something that I said, it got taken out of context by somebody that I knew.
What?
And they threw me to the wolves.
Right.
And I was getting death threats. Like, oh, she's saying rape is okay. I was saying stuff like I'm saying here. Like, it's not okay to lie. It's not okay to this. It's not okay to that. And it was, my words were taken out of context. And then I was attacked. I'm like, what? I called Keith. I was on the phone with you for a while.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
So what, your calling they card ran out?
They don't have calling cards anymore. Cell phones are international. You just get a phone. This is a calling card. You did a joke from 1989.
I'm old.
You can't even buy a calling card.
But just to your point, Bobby, just to your point, one little thing can get you attacked and or killed these days.
That's why I don't even tweet.
You could really ruin someone's life.
It's such garbage.
But you know what, Bobby?
The social media.
But hold on. I get all that we saying it's garbage and all that. But systemic sexism and systemic racism.
Hang on, one second.
It's also
garbage.
Say
that?
Huh?
Say it.
I knew somebody systemic. Was going to do it.
What is it?
Systemic.
Systemic.
That's also garbage.
You barely turned the corner on that.
Until we really deal with that, we got to deal with the garbage.
Ask you if you know what it means. Ask him if he knows what it means.
Here's the deal.
The people that act like it doesn't exist.
You're going to get people in a club that are not happy. It's not the people that aren't happy. It's the fucking writers that do no research, that are hack writers, that are writing without doing.
Let me say something.
Okay.
It's not that.
He was saying something.
Because he goes on way too
long. No, but you don't think that. The New York Times.
See, now he's back on.
Can I give an example?
Give him an example.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Calling cards.
Bonnie wrote a funny tweet about somebody. Wrote a funny tweet. All of a sudden, she's getting emails from the New York Times because they want to throw that. They don't have content, so they're not doing research. They're putting out garbage without looking into it.
But wait a second. Clickbait. That's my point. Yeah. Yeah. That's my point.
They've
always done that. That's what they do. Okay, we can't hold them accountable because that's what the press does. But we have to hold each other accountable.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that woman needs to, in her brain, go, I was offended. I don't think what he said was funny.
Right.
I'm going
to
leave.
He has
the next
right
joke.
To be offended.
The next. Fine. Get the. You have the right to get the fuck out and get the fuck out and go see a movie.
Yeah.
Go to the Angelica and see a fucking independent film.
You are not
film.
The comedy
you
police.
You can't fucking take somebody's career away because you thought something they said was not funny.
And as a comic, like you said, hold yourself and each other accountable. Like, keep doing your stuff.
Yes.
Like, if she leaves, that's one person who left. Everyone else is still here laughing.
Yes.
So that's,
well, even if
that's
nobody else was laughing,
for.
Even if nobody else was laughing, I you don't even have to make your. Nobody's you can go laughing. Up, bomb. You can go
I
up,
bombed.
But you can go up and bomb and take a hit. That's what we're supposed to do. We're
so
supposed
those,
to go up and
learn.
Talk about
yeah.
something, and maybe we bomb, and those people that night will be like, "Oh, this guy stinks." And then in 6 months, you come back with all that material, and you
Worked
figured
out.
It out, and they're like, "Wow, that I saw how many that was." Shit, 6 months ago. Now it's brilliant.
Yeah, but
well,
you would have never got there.
Right.
You're always going to get somebody who doesn't like what you do.
Like something. That's you can't nature. Please that's everybody. Yes.
But
that's
we can't life. Be we can't be scared as comics. Well, we can't be creatively scared to say something on stage because we see some girl's face like this or some guy going, fuck that.
Yeah.
We but can't be scared.
We're you not
are
scared.
Not, he is not, I am, we are not those type of people. We're not.
You don't get scared, you don't get scared on stage?
No. Never.
No.
I had a 12-year-old in the audience the other night when I did the impression.
What?
Why?
What are you going to bring up? Kevin Spacey?
No, we, I didn't invite him, you fucking idiot. We were doing the impractical.
You wasn't scared to say that. That was good.
Boss is doing apple picking fucking. Hey, guys, welcome to the apple picking patch. Pumpkins are over there.
Ah, go ahead.
There's hot cider donuts over there. That's good. But before we do that.
There you go. Like, let him talk. There you go. Let Boss talk.
We were doing the impractical.
He was at Chuck E. Cheese.
We were doing the cruise, and some lady brought her kid in. I go, do you think I'm going to change what I'm doing?
That's totally different.
So, no, but I'm never ever gonna, I'm gonna be who I am, and that's
you
where
said
I'm
it
at.
Now.
Yeah, but no, but
wait
no.
A minute,
no.
You said it now when you don't have the money.
What?
You don't have money like that.
I don't.
But if you had 12,
what do you mean?
If you have 12 million, Chris Rock has like
millions of dollars to lose.
Yeah. It's like millions to lose. A lot. More, he has a lot more to lose.
He brought money. I borrowed that.
And that's all that's in
rent.
His pocket right there.
But you
don't have that money. You got to have something at stake first. A tough talk.
I do have stuff at stake because
what?
Because
what a hat collection.
He gave you his credits already.
No, I do. I have something at stake because Netflix or Comedy Central go, hey, we're not going to use him. He's too edgy.
They don't use you.
Yeah, maybe why?
They don't use any of us except for him.
Yeah, because of Kevin.
Kevin.
It's Kevin. Oh,
you
got to
get him somewhere.
Yikes.
First of all, my coattails dump me.
Is this the lady in the glasses, are you press back there who's videotaping this? What's that?
Jesus, Voss. Why'd you attack her?
Oh, I thought you were... No,
hashtag me too in the back corner.
No, because I got some orders.
Hashtag me too in the back corner.
A girl in glasses. You thought she was some...
I thought you were some NYU newspaper.
Yeah, you thought she was some feminist because she has glasses because all feminists have glasses.
But she doesn't have gray hair. They all have gray hair.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they
don't. Oh, Jesus. You don't have to be a feminist to have gray hair, Voss. Jesus Christ, Voss.
I'm offended.
I am offended, and I'm walking off.
And I'm going to do that. Well, I'm going to do that bit tonight. Nothing. Listen, I'm going to do what I do because I'm personal.
I don't think that for what we do as comics, you can't go to a comedy club in New York City when we're working shit out and be offended, and then go to a newspaper and try to take us out using these words. Are hot, that are in the paper right now.
Clickbait.
That means something.
Yeah.
You're taking a lot of fucked up guys out that should be taken out, and then you're throwing these little guys in the same category.
Wait a minute. On edge.
Is there a joke that's not funny?
No.
Yeah, there's jokes that are.
His last hour.
What's
it
called?
What, five?
Yeah. That's how much it costs.
What?
His hour.
I'm being considered for a Grammy.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
Buddy, can I tell you how Grammys work? Listen, I was considered for Grammys for 3 years. There's around 700 people.
I didn't say how many people were considered.
Yeah, but you're not being considered. They whittle it down to like five.
That's five people.
You're not in the five.
Want to bet?
How much?
Nothing. Okay. I'll tell you at the end of the month.
If you win a Grammy, I'll let you have sex with me and take me.
I would give it back.
I'd let you take me to the French roast, the steak and frites.
Yikes.
Finance dinner.
I think right now as comics we really have to stick together. We have to watch each other's back.
Yeah.
And it's up, I think, comedy fans too. I think people who know comedy and love comedy, because the people that are doing these things, they're not comedy people. They're
not
the people that
all.
Go to the club, get drunk, fucked up, and they get, you're going to get kicked out. I don't, this guy's an asshole, and they call those people, fuck that. I'm talking people who love comedy, okay, who know comedy. We all have to stick together because we need to be able to say whatever the fuck we want. Because right now, if you look at the shows, the the comics are the ones that are making people laugh, but also being the most honest.
Absolutely. Yeah. I trust about, what they're saying more on the Daily Show than on the regular news.
Here's and
people are taking jokes too literally. I think like he's literally fucking around up there. Well, he's not like, I'm never going to hire women and this is a TED Talk. Yeah. You know, like,
and it's not all the way worked out. And regular civilians who doesn't know the process of that.
You two should do a podcast. Seriously, the whitest of white and the blackest of black.
She's not the blackest of black.
I knew you were. To me, she is. All my life, I got to fight for my blackness. I'm black. Don't go there.
She's half black.
She's just,
black.
Just because my mother is white, that has nothing to do with my blackness.
She's half white. Half black, half white. That's
she's
the podcast.
All my life,
she's
I black. Fight.
For,
I'm black.
For the podcast we want, she's black enough. We don't want to go full black.
If
we're not going Yamanika.
I would still be a slave. I would be in a house. He would be in a
we'll
field.
See when it
but
comes,
I would be in a,
we'll
a slave.
We'll see when it comes to tipping, whether you do or don't.
That's a fact.
look at, she goes again. Will you what? Stop being offended, white girl?
Which one?
Hey, this that's, one. That's he my did. Mom. Leave her alone.
He did a black people don't tip joke. Fact.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you fact. Say that for?
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
It's what's not the, a fact.
It
it's
is.
A fact.
I'm going to tip somebody.
Tip me right
tip
now.
Me, tip me.
Tip tip this guy. He's the only guy that came to the show, really. What do you got?
Five.
Let me see. A five. Yep,
a five. There
you go. Don't. That, nobody here has
not
real
on a $100 check, you dummy.
There's no real facts.
Here's
on this
the problem
stage.
With you, and it's a bit. This is a bit, but people. No, listen, listen. People do no research when they go to clubs. They just go like, if like say Keith is working. Say Bobby's working at whatever. Let's Bobby Kelly go online, see some of his bits, and you go, I like that, listen, I don't like that, I like it.
I disagree.
But, well, no, but wait a second. You would never go to a music venue, sit in the front row, and go, hope it's jazz. Okay?
I disagree. I think that you, listen.
Let
I,
him finish, I, but Bob. Jesus Christ, you've been an interrupter.
I don't like Rich.
Poor balls.
I don't like
all
Rich.
All the time. You're no. bullying balls.
I know.
Robert
I know.
Kelly, you're a bully.
He's not a bully.
See
he's
how rumors start?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, exactly. You can ruin his life.
That's not a rumor.
You can't ruin someone. You can't ruin
shut
a
up.
Life that's not a
I
life.
Disagree with you. I disagree.
Why if someone if someone's coming into a call look it, in New York they have Barkers.
Can I but you said your point. Can I just tell you yes. why I disagree? Because I think as a professional comedian, when we go on the road to do our hour and we're yes. they paid us the money.
I do an hour that, and 20.
Okay, whatever. They're
oh,
they're
Jesus
paying
Paul.
Us they're paying us
smiles at the
to do our thing, right? They're paying us to do our thing. And we should be able to go up at that point and fucking know our crowd, know our room, do our thing. And if someone gets up and leaves, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
But I think it's on the person to sit there and go, okay, I came to a show. I don't know this guy. I don't like his shit. I'm going to go.
Yeah,
like
no,
a
no.
movie, a play, yes. any a concert. And I'm done. I want to go. I don't like this yes. band. Be an adult. Don't be a fucking
yeah,
twat.
I agree with that.
Be an adult.
Right.
Don't be a baby.
Whoa.
Get up and go, you know what? I don't like it. I'm going
to
go.
You yes, didn't right? have to listen, use twat,
and as a young comic, as a young comic, that
covers everybody.
As a young comic, that's good, though, because you get, like, you guys know your audience. You get to, when people like you or don't like you, as long as you stay the course of what you're doing, for me, it's like, okay, I'm finding my audience. How do I find my audience if I'm tiptoeing around, yeah. changing for everybody to not, they don't like this, don't like that? I'll never find where I'm going.
Look, you're going to get somebody like Keith, Bobby, and myself. I've been doing comedy 33 years. Keith, probably 31. We're not going to fail.
Whoa, don't how, speak for me, man.
You've been... Okay,
I've been doing comedy 7 years.
Okay. So
he's always listen, good.
No, here's the real deal. Here's the real deal.
We're gonna get
90%
the real deal.
Of the time, we're not going to fail on stage because we know what we're doing. We know how to do audibles.
Right. We
have
worked
now,
it out.
Now, somebody in the audience...
I go with 98.
If somebody says to me, you're not funny... Fuck you. If they go, in my opinion, you're not funny, fine. Leave.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
But you can't speak for the whole audience, and people do that. You would never be in a
wait
movie
a
theater and go, this sucks, everybody, let's go. But
right.
in comedy club.
I just said the same thing.
It's a, but no, look,
no,
it's
no,
like
no,
this.
No,
out of my
no
mind.
You didn't say
it. I say the same
no,
thing.
You didn't say in my
shut
opinion.
Up. I said the same thing.
Let
no.
me say it in a
He's
girl way. Can I say it in a girl way?
Keith understands.
Comedy is in the ear of the beholder, just like beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
In the air.
That's my yeah. Comedy's in the yes. ear of the beholder. That's
right.
that's amazing.
How we have 7 minutes left. There's 7 minutes left. Mike hasn't Googled one thing.
Mike, what do you feel about this? I think that we actually right. should.
Like, I don't want. I'm a dude. I don't. I quit.
How fucking hairy is that fuck?
He's Mexican, dude.
Oh, he's Mexican. That's yeah. why he's
so
hairy?
What does that got to do with anything?
They have more hair.
They don't have
yes,
more hair
to block the heat.
That's
what.
Now, see, if we didn't step over the line, we would have never got to that joke. If we just stayed on my joke, it wouldn't have been funny.
I was offended. Either way, I'm offended.
You should be offended.
You should be offended.
All right, let's. I wanna go. Where are you? Where are you playing next?
We're out next.
Yeah.
I'm at the Comedy Cellar, man.
You don't have a big show coming up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm doing a show at.
I mean, what the fuck? Promote yourself, you old man.
I'm not an old man.
Yeah.
I'm a human being, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm be at Valley Forge Casino.
Whoa, how'd you get that?
All right. This is where you're going to know where our careers really are.
All right.
I'm not telling you where we're at.
You forced this one on yourself. I'm doing an animated show on Fox.
Good.
November 20th.
What's it called?
Huh?
What's
How about
called?
That?
What's it called?
Oh, what's it called?
Biggest, I don't know what the fuck it's called.
I don't know. It didn't even
it's
get
It's called Stuttering Black Man. Psych.
It's called Lefty.
What does that mean?
Because you had a stroke.
That's Come not on. Nice.
It wasn't I'm for offended. Everybody. It wasn't, I'm leaving.
It wasn't that, for everybody.
That is really... Oh, man. No, I'm doing a Fox animated, and, you know, I'm making
who?
A lot of money.
That's with what, who? With who?
With who?
Who's the star?
Wanda.
Wanda's on
There you go. There you go.
No.
Fucking Jesus.
Kevin Hart is producing
Oh, my
it.
God.
Yeah. I'm not yeah. finished yet.
I can't wait till they... I can't wait till you accuse Kevin and Wanda for sexually abusing you to
oh,
get where you're at.
That's going
to
be great.
Oh.
Do that.
Kevin, made me, Kevin,
do that.
Kevin used to make me do push-ups with him.
Yeah.
Right. I have to yes. towel off his
yes.
bum bum.
Yes. And my I push-ups and my... Forget it. It's too funny.
Wanda used to make me braid her hair naked.
You damn right. But that's what I'm doing.
All right, you're
Anything
not doing
else
that.
You want to know?
They're doing.
Anything else you want
they're
to know?
They're doing that. You're no, not doing that.
I'm doing an anime. Yeah. I'm not playing the voice of a pit bull.
You're a cameo cartoon. Shut up.
Boss.
Funny. That was funny.
Boss, what are you got?
Boss is doing nothing.
Hang on.
I'm not doing
I want to listen. I want to find out where I can Yelp Voss's restaurant he's playing. Go ahead.
At the Coffee Bean. No,
where are you
well, where I'm playing is the week, not this weekend.
Shut up, next, boss. Where are you at? Come on.
Next weekend, I'm in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection.
I'm
also,
there this weekend. Don't also, step on my yes, phone. Well, don't there, go see him. Come
well,
see me.
You know,
literally.
Listen, go
if
see
you have
both
to make
of
a
us.
Choice.
Well, if you
no,
want
no,
to
if
see.
If you have to see both of us, don't. See me first.
Okay. I'm being, we just. Right now, on the table, have three shows.
Don't
that are
tell
being
us
sold.
What's on the table.
It's on the table. Are we going to show
Everybody
that show
here has a show on the table.
No, they don't.
Mike has a okay. show in development.
You know what?
All right, hold on. Hold
this
on.
Water is on a table.
Hold on. Hold on.
On a table, I have.
The roast of Rick Voss is coming out soon.
Where?
Huh? Where?
Where?
Where at?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
We got three offers, and we don't know where we're going.
Boss is making sense.
I knew you were going to make a million off of it. How
no.
much
no.
this cocksucker got off this roast? He's going to get like $2 million.
No.
And we're not going to. We're not going to see a dime.
Listen,
no, you're
boss
first
is
why
making
never.
Shit up. What's he's that? Making it
ask,
up.
Ask her. Am I making
boss
it up?
Boss is lying.
She's the producer. One of the producers.
Oh.
Don't worry.
I don't believe in her.
We got. Neither do I. But.
Whoa!
Not
okay.
him. He wasn't in it.
She's lounging too.
Oh,
she's
you
like,
backed
she's
out.
Very yeah. loud. She's very confident. I like it.
All right. So listen. So you got. All right. So where you gonna, where's your gig?
Oh, just go to richfoss.com. I'm
yeah,
booked
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Nobody.
Booked up
do you remember when he had his new website, but all the he had like nine heads.
So
they were just wobbled on the top.
Here's what we
yeah.
got.
You were excited.
Let's go over what we got from Voss. I may have. I have three things on the table.
Three things. But the roast is selling.
Vaughn, what do you have?
I'm going to be with Keith at the Valley Forge Casino.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And who's, I just started...
Who's driving Wanda? You or him?
Yeah. Who's headlining?
I'm not allowed to... make stabs at that level yet, so I'm going to just not say nothing.
Is that
right.
what you told her?
You damn
that's
right.
That's a form of aggression.
Hashtag me too. Somebody help me. Please. Right.
What do you got?
And
what do
also,
you got?
Can I also say I just started my Coach Vaughn podcast. It's sports and sports and comedy podcast. If anyone is interested in checking that out, CoachVaughn.com.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. We're, real quick, what do you got?
Mike.
All right, fuck off. Listen, me, where am I at? I'm at Comedy Connection this week.
You said it five times already.
I got to trump his, because they might go comment and think it's him.
I'm there the week after.
How many days are you there?
Friday, Saturday.
Me too. Friday, Saturday this week.
We're both tens.
And then I'm going to Aruba for 9 days.
What?
You're always
Let's do a podcast Aruba. There. That sounds better.
Let's do a podcast
than Valley Forge Casino. Can I go to Aruba?
Are you doing that gig in Aruba?
I'm dressed for Aruba today.
Can I do my plug without doing this turning into a fucking bus ride?
Wait. Bobby goes, I said, can I go to Aruba? He goes, no.
Are you doing that gig that doesn't pay any money? The one that doesn't pay?
RobertKellyLive.com. For all my dates. You know what, dude, podcast. I want to thank Zach over there.
Thank you, Zach.
I want to thank Gabby.
Thank you, Gabby.
I want to thank Mike, Mushy Mike, for literally sitting there and doing nothing the whole show.
Shit.
It makes me so happy because I have them on camera, but only half of them. Oh, you're not? That makes me so happy. I want to thank TBS, and I want to thank the New York Comedy Film Comedy Festival.
Film.
Whoops. I'm a good actor. And I want to thank the staff. I mean, you guys, many of you for this show. But thank you for coming up. You guys did a great job, great set.
Yeah.
And we will see you next time on the You Know What, Dude podcast. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
No, I want to do more time.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, Blue Apron, it's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. As a result, seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef, chicken, and pork come from responsible raised animals. Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. Blue Apron ships the exact amount of ingredients required for a recipe. They are reducing food waste. That is big, people. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often. I know we do at my house. Check out these upcoming meals. Crispy wild Alaskan pollock and garlic mashed potatoes with roasted broccoli and tartar sauce. Cheesy broccoli baked pasta with crispy thyme breadcrumbs. Seared steak and garlic butter with oven fries and romaine salad. Roasted chicken and fall vegetables with cranberry and ginger. Those sound amazing. Look, I love when the package comes because I know it's a break for my wife. We don't have to go to the grocery store. It's there. We cook it together. Me and Max, my son, dude, I'm telling you, it's great. And if you live on your own, it's even easier to have a great home-cooked meal. It's cool if you're going to have a date, too. Bring her over, cook a Blue Apron meal. Boom. Choose from a variety of new recipes each week or let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you. Recipes are not repeated within a year, so you'll never get bored. Customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. Blue Apron has several delivery options so you can choose what fits your needs. And there's no weekly commitment, so you only get deliveries when you want them. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. Blue Apron's freshness guaranteed promise that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get $30 off your first order with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dude. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/dude. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Dude.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet.
and they're all free.